822 on WTOP. It's engulfed in scandal over targeting conservative groups who asked to be recognized as social welfare nonprofits. But the IRS will soon have another crucial role under President Obama's health care overhaul. It has some Republicans charging the agency will be able to look at your medical records, get into your private life. I interviewed Gail Walensky, senior policy fellow for Project Hope. She led the healthcare team for the first President Bush, and she says these concerns are not valid.
It would be wrong to think that the IRS is going to be in a position to know your healthcare records and your healthcare information, or that there appears any likelihood, at least at this stage, that the IRS would be able to interfere in any direct way with your ability to access care. Whether the IRS will be able to do all of the work that the Affordable Care Act puts on it, and whether it'll be able to do it in a timely way that doesn't cause delays in your subsidies or in other aspects, that's a fair enough question. So an important role, yes, but denying your health care or being in any obvious way able to preclude you from obtaining health care because of your political beliefs, I think that is just not true.
But some people listening right now may be outraged at what they're hearing about the targeting of conservative groups by the IRS, and they may ask, the rules say the IRS can't do this, but the rules also said they shouldn't have been targeting those groups for extra scrutiny.
Well, it is pretty outrageous what's happened with regard to the extra scrutiny that certain conservative groups were given, but I don't want to make any excuses or apologies. I don't think there are any. The reason it's hard to imagine that happening here is that ordinary citizens will be filing their tax information, and it's that tax information, which doesn't indicate your political beliefs or preferences, that will be used to determine your subsidies for purpose of buying insurance in the exchanges, or your penalties if you indicate you do not have any insurance. It's going to be complicated enough because of the lags that will occur between the time people file their income tax and when that information will be used to determine what your income is for purpose of the subsidy. There are ways that the IRS, one could imagine, getting overwhelmed with all of the work that they have to do and could fall behind or make mistakes. So there are certainly ways to imagine the IRS, which has a number of very important roles to carry out, could delay care because it simply can't get all the work done. But that's very different from targeting individuals because of their political beliefs. After all, in that instance, people were applying for a not-for-profit status. They were declaring the name of the organization. So there was a very clear indication about the political nature of the organization. That's normally not on anybody's tax return where you just have your Social Security number and your name.
But one thing is for sure, whether you use a tax preparer or you go it alone to get your taxes ready next year, you're going to have to provide an insurance card or some proof that you have insurance, if indeed you do. And then if you don't, then the IRS is a vehicle for informing the government that you're not insured and something needs to be done about that under the new health care law.
That is absolutely correct. It's always important to make sure the information on your income tax is correct. It's going to be even more important going forward, particularly if there's any question about whether you have insurance or if you're somebody who is potentially eligible for a subsidy. That's anybody who is not receiving public insurance or employer-sponsored insurance and whose family income, if you're a family of four, is less than $94,000. For those individuals, making sure the information is correct will be especially important. The information that's going to be used is the information that was filed this past April 15th to determine your subsidy for the exchanges when you go purchase insurance starting in January of 2014, although the purchase will actually occur before the end of this year.
That is Gail Walensky, senior policy fellow for Project Hope. She led the healthcare team for the first President Bush, and she joined us on Skype as part of Money News here on WTOP.